look at the impact of chronic non-communicable diseases and what we can do. So we looked, my job was to look at the lessons from Latin America, and I have nothing to disclose, except that I believe in public health. And then, as you know, up to 80% of the non-communicable disease mortality mainly is due to cancer, diabetes, chronic lung disease, cardiovascular disease, can be prevented by improved individual care and public health programs, which in a nutshell is primary health care. So, and I will show why. We're going to discuss the role of primary health care to prevent non-communicable diseases, the lessons that we can have some from different programs, starting with the North Karelia Project in Finland and then following the Carmen Project in Latin America. So just for you to remember, chronic non-communicable diseases are preventable, reversible, and curable. So we have to do something about them, right? The history of prevention and promotion of health care started with the demonstration of the North Karelia Project in Finland in 1972. That's when they realized that there was an increased prevalence of cardiovascular diseases, chronic diseases, and they started to look at ways of preventing changing risk factors. That's when the word risk factors started to, and we wanted to prove, can we do something about risk factors? Can we change risk factors? And by changing risk factors, can we change the impact of these diseases in terms of mortality and morbidity? So the North Karelia Project is called North Karelia because it happened in that community, North Karelia in Finland. It was a very homogeneous population, so it's the dream of any epidemiologist, and they were very, very homogeneous, and so you could really control for so many factors that would really help you see the impact of specific risk factors that you wanted to do. So they really conducted a very sound epidemiological study that showed after 25 years of implementing of a number of interventions that I'm going to tell you in a little while, the project demonstrated that they changed habits in smoking, blood pressure, and diet in that community in North Karelia. And cardiovascular disease mortality was reduced by 68%. Coronary heart disease mortality was reduced by 73%, and something that really surprised everybody, all causes mortality also went down by almost 50%. So it's a good idea to do something about risk factors. So these are some of the main interventions that they did. They looked at how their primary health care centers were providing primary health care services so that they were able to better respond to the type of problems that patients were bringing, and also to provide the same preventive messages. So not wait until somebody has blood pressure, start looking at ways of preventing risk factors that may lead 10 years down the road to somebody having high blood pressure. Then they involved all the community organizations and all the residents, and this became part of a big media campaign. They trained the staff, they trained community leaders, and to promote the same community preventive messages. There were also environmental changes where that was the beginning when it was not right to smoke in public places, and there were changes on what to eat, and in public places there's the change in what was really analyzing the content of what's in the food in the restaurants. That was the beginning of all that. So those interventions really demonstrated to work, and that was the beginning of many things that we see today. And many of those things then were applied in Latin America in what is called the Carmen, Conjunto de Acciones para la Reducción Multifactorial de las Enfermedades No Transmisibles, which translated into English means concerted actions to reduce multifactorial, non-transmissible, or non-communicable diseases. So that's how you get the acronym Carmen, which sounds very Hispanic. And basically, in a nutshell, this is primary health care. When you are providing primary health care to a community and you are looking at programs that need to be developed to meet the needs of that community. But in this case, basically looking at the prevalence of, reducing the prevalence of non-communicable diseases. So PAHO started to coordinate actions. And they came up with the main building blocks of Carmen, which is to have a national plan of action. So now, they started with three countries. Now, almost 15 years later, there's almost all the countries, 25 countries, including Canada, have implemented a national health plan. There's policies on what needs to be done in terms of preventing non-communicable diseases. There's community-based actions that bring the preventive messages to, and the, also the curative messages to, the communities where people live. There's the health services are being reorganized along the lines to really meet the needs of the patients. There's integrated promotion and prevention. And the most important thing is that the that I think is very innovative in the Carmen Initiative is that there's a health equity focus. They really want to make sure that either you have a communicable or non-communicable diseases, your needs are met. And the other innovative thing is that they create an observatory that covers all the countries. An observatory is basically a surveillance system that was adapted to measure and allow also comparison in between countries. So you can see a country in a certain intervention more focused on a certain area, more health facilities or preventing more smoking or creating more physical activity spaces for people to ride their bikes. And so you can compare the impact on population-based measures. So that the goal of the observatory, which is a multi-country effort guided by PAHO, the Pan-American Health Organization, is to support policy advocacy, development, monitor, and impact of measurement of all the interventions that are being implemented in regard to non-communicable diseases. It started in Canada, Brazil, and Costa Rica. Now it's in force for more than in. It started with Chile and Uruguay. Chile was very good about retraining all their health workforces to meet the challenge of non-communicable diseases. They also established a benchmark. This is what you should aim for. This is what this country achieved, so you know what is possible. So which made a very big impact in convincing the countries to invest in this. And then improved surveillance, which is, as you know, getting good information to say if your programs are working or not working. It's always the challenge. These are some of the effective interventions that countries have applied. And each country had a different mixture of different interventions. Some countries increased taxes on tobacco. They created smoke-free areas. Some implemented a smoking cessation treatment, access to, for example, nicotine patches and things like that. There's the Trans-Fat-Free America, which was that in Rio everybody got together to no more trans fats in food, and healthy meals in schools, reduction of salt in diet. Argentina was very good because almost everywhere you go, there's a salt shaker there, and people, before tasting it, start, shh. Then community-based promotion, programs engaging different actors in the community, and then improving the primary healthcare services with the different models in each country with different health insurance packages and so on and so. The lessons that I think we need to know is that the how much program you put, what is the dose of programs to influence the prevalence and incidence of non-communicable diseases does matter. So if you want to really have a greater impact, have more concentrated activities in that community. And then sustained efforts also matter. It's something that probably you will invest most of your career in this. So it, look at the next 30, 40 years investing in really implementing programs and setting up the surveillance, because this is a long-term effort. It's a continuous effort to really meet the needs of the population that you're serving and always have that population focused. It's an integrated community-based approach that do work. So you combine health education, promotion, prevention, you provide good quality primary healthcare services, you involve the community and participation. In a nutshell, don't be surprised, this is primary healthcare. We know primary healthcare works. We just need to make it to accessible to everybody. And that's what we know about non-communicable diseases. And the practice of primary healthcare is what we need to make the norm and make it our benchmark. Thank you very much.